In this bulletin, the vote count continues in the final four contested states of the US election. Victoria records a seventh consecutive day of zero new coronavirus cases. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal reaches the Paris Masters quarterfinals. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Even though the vote counting is still continuing in a handful of battleground states, United States President Donald Trump has declared he has easily won the election. The outcome of the election rests on the final results in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Mr. Trump says his team has launched litigation to indicate flaws in mail-in voting and point to what he says is an unfair process. He says he's heartened by what he calls a big red wave of support.
I've never seen such love and such affection and such spirit as I've seen for this. People know what's happening and they see what's happening and it's before their eyes. And there are many instances which will be reported very shortly. There's tremendous litigation going on, and this is a case where they're trying to steal an election.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden has increased his lead in Nevada and Arizona and is chipping away at Donald Trump's advantage in Georgia and Pennsylvania. He says he and his pick for vice president, Kamala Harris, are both confident of an eventual victory.
We have no doubt that when the count is finished, Senator Harris and I will be declared the winners. So I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working. The count is being completed. And we'll know very soon. So thank you all for your patience, but we have to count the votes.
An election official, Joe Gloria, says extra security measures are being put in place to protect election staff in Clark County in Nevada. 63,262 votes have yet to be counted, with a final tally not expected now until Saturday or Sunday. Joe Biden is leading in the county, which includes Las Vegas, by 431,863 votes to Donald Trump's 367,279 votes. Ms. Gloria says concerns over the safety of election staff are being dealt with.
We're going to begin to monitor the vehicles as they come in to make sure that they should be here and that they're parking properly, so that we don't prevent our employees from having an issue getting in and out of the facility. But I feel safe. We're going to be okay. We're going to continue to count. We will not allow anyone to stop us from doing what our duty is in counting ballots.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the first charge under Australia's foreign interference offence is a rule of law issue. Chinese-Australian Dai San Duong, known as Sunny, appeared before the Melbourne Magistrates Court on Thursday, charged with preparing a foreign interference offence. Australian Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Ian McCartney says it's the first time someone has been charged with the offence of foreign interference since new national security laws were passed in 2018. Mr. Dutton told Channel 9 people who breach Australia's national security laws will be prosecuted.
An investigation's been going on for 12 months, and it's not the first instance where the task force that's been set up between the Australian Federal Police and ASIO has taken action, and obviously other matters are under investigation. So I think this is about us enforcing the rule of law. It applies equally to everybody in Australia, and if people have done the wrong thing, then, you know, there's a consequence to pay. But this matter's before the court now, so, and the investigation is still ongoing, so it's not something I'd comment on beyond that.
Victoria has gone a week without any coronavirus deaths or new cases. Friday's Department of Health and Human Services update showed the Melbourne 14-day average also dropped further from 1.4 to 1.3. There remain two mystery cases in Melbourne and none in regional areas, and it's the first time since February that Victoria's had such a streak of no deaths or new cases. But Premier Daniel Andrews continues to stress that the battle is far from won and says more information about further easing of restrictions will soon be announced.
Victorians have done an amazing thing, building something that's very fragile, building something that is precious, and we've all got to play our part to safeguard that, to properly protect it in the weeks and the months to come. This Sunday we'll make really significant announcements about taking further steps around 25Ks, Ring of Steel with Regional Victoria, some expansions in different settings, whether it's bars, restaurants, cafes, and we'll also map out for Victorians what the rest of November looks like.
Meanwhile, New South Wales has reported 4 new cases of locally transmitted COVID-19 in the 24 hours to 8pm last night. Today's new locally acquired cases are in the Southern Highlands area, possibly linked to Mossvale Public School, which was shut on Friday, while further investigations are underway. 5 cases were also reported in overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. New South Wales residents can now freely travel to Tasmania after it opened its border to New South Wales for the first time in more than 7 months. In tennis, Rafael Nadal is celebrating clocking up 1,101 ATP Tour wins after defeating Australian Jordan Thompson 6-1, 7-6 to reach the Paris Masters quarterfinals. Thompson, who had never played against Nadal before, was swept aside in a 32-minute opening set. It marks the end of the Australian singles challenge at the major end-of-season Masters event after Alex de Minaur had been defeated 5-7, 6-2, 6-2 by Russia's Daniil Medvedev. Let's see what the weather's doing for you for the rest of the day across Australia. In Perth, it's partly cloudy and 27 degrees. Much the same for you in Adelaide, where it's 18, a light shower or two in Melbourne, it's 16. Much the same in Hobart. In Canberra, it's partly cloudy today, 20 degrees. It's cloudy as well in Wollongong, where it's 19. Similar conditions in Sydney, 20. A possible shower for Newcastle, 21. Fine weather for Brisbane, 28 degrees. Much the same for Cairns, where it's 34. And a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, where it's 35 degrees today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and for more on the latest news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.